From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. Officials with Brooke Army Medical Center in San Antonio are offering a glimpse into the reintegration process that lies ahead for Sergeant Bo Bergdahl. Eileen Pace with Texas Public Radio reports medical officials talked to reporters today shortly after Bergdahl was settled into the treatment center.
Bergdahl is in San Antonio for the final phase of reintegration back into normal life as normally as possible. Colonel Bradley Poppin, who directs the reintegration program at the Brooke Army Medical Center, says it can be difficult to relearn even fundamental processes of everyday life.
Every one of us decided what to put on today, what to have for breakfast, where we're going for lunch. Those decision-making process has been fundamentally removed from him, where he was told when to eat, what to eat, where to eat, when to go to the bathroom, all those sorts of things.
Brooke Army Medical Center conducts all reintegration processes for the Army. Bergdahl is the seventh case since 2007. For NPR News, I'm Eileen Pace in San Antonio.
Held for 5 years by the Taliban, Bergdahl was freed in a controversial prison swap last month. Fighters from an Al-Qaeda-inspired Islamist group who have been rolling across Iraq apparently have made further gains. The group, the Islamic State of Iraq and the Levant, announcing it has captured two more towns in an ethnically mixed town northeast of Baghdad. The group, which along with Sunni militants has been trying to wrest control of the country from the Shiite majority, said it plans to move toward Baghdad. A representative of the Iraq's most revered spiritual leader says all Iraqis need to fight the insurgency. More evidence for how Oklahoma botched the execution of Clayton Lockett in late April. NPR's Martin Costi has that story.
An autopsy of Lockett, arranged by lawyers for other death row inmates, indicates the prison staffers somehow failed to insert the IV into Lockett's vein, even though his veins were healthy. Megan McCracken of the Berkeley Law Death Penalty Clinic says that fits witness accounts that describe Lockett as writhing in pain.
Mr. Lockett is experiencing paralysis. He's not able to draw breath. He's experiencing the pain of potassium chloride stopping his heart while he's still conscious.
The incident caused Oklahoma to put other executions on hold, and the state is doing its own investigation of what happened. Martin Costi, NPR News.
President Obama visited a Native American reservation in North Dakota today, where he said the relationship between the U.S. government and the tribal nations is stronger than ever. However, the president also acknowledged there is much yet to be done to help Native Americans.
That means creating more jobs and supporting small businesses in places like Standing Rock. Because young people should be able to live and work and raise a family right here in the land of your fathers and mothers.
President Obama and First Lady Michelle Obama met privately with tribal youth about the challenges they face. On Wall Street, the Dow closed up 41 points today. The S&P 500 rose 6 points. You're listening to NPR. An Israeli official says that one of the three teens missing and presumed to have been kidnapped in the West Bank is an American citizen. According to the official who's familiar with the investigation, U.S. Ambassador Dan Shapiro has been notified about the incident. Israeli soldiers are reported to be searching the West Bank, trying to locate the missing teens. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has blamed the Palestinian Authority for their disappearance, but so far there's been no claim of responsibility. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is investigating an ongoing salmonella outbreak linked to chia seed powder products. Chia seeds have become popular for their reputation as a superfood. NPR's Allison Aubrey reports multiple recalls of different brands of the products have been issued by companies.
The CDC reports that 21 people in 12 states have been sickened by the salmonella outbreak, and investigators are focusing on a link to chia powder products, which are made from small chia seeds that are sprouted and ground. Companies in the U.S. and Canada have issued multiple recalls. For instance, Navitas Naturals voluntarily recalled a smoothie mix and an organic sprouted chia powder with certain Best Buy dates. The CDC says the recalled products have a long shelf life, so consumers who have chia products in their pantry can check the CDC website for recall details. Salmonella causes diarrhea, fever, and cramps that can last 4 to 7 days. Allison Aubrey, NPR News.
When we think of areas vulnerable to tornadoes, it's usually Kansas and parts of the Midwest. However, according to a new analysis, it turns out residents of Florida may have something to worry about. According to the Southeast Regional Climate Center, Florida leads the nation in deaths calculated per mile as tornadoes race along the ground, followed by Tennessee, North Carolina, Ohio, and Alabama. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.